Over 4,000 Czechs stranded around the world by the coronavirus crisis have been repatriated this month, many on special government planes. The latest such flight will leave from Chicago on Tuesday evening, taking 170 Czech citizens in difficult situations back to Prague. I discuss the special flight and related issues with Zdeněk Beranek, Deputy Chief of Mission at the Czech Embassy in Washington, D.C. This special plane is leaving from Chicago on Tuesday evening. Who will be on the plane and why has this plane been organized?
The people on board will be Czech nationals that are currently located in the United States. We actually had quite a big interest in this flight. The capacity of the plane is rather limited, around actually 170 passengers. So we had to give priority to elderly persons, families with children, students that travel independently, and people that actually have no means cannot really afford to stay in the United States.
You said a few days ago that the plane was fully booked. How much interest in the flight was there? How many people wanted to get onto it?
Okay, so as I said, the capacity is around 170 passengers, and we registered around 250 people that were interested in the flight. So we had to make a selection which was clear and transparent, all those that were interested and unfortunately will not be able to travel on board this plane were informed accordingly. So again, we had to give priority to those in urgent need of repatriation.
And how easy is it for Czechs who are in the States and seeking to get home to the Czech Republic, how easy is it for them to book a commercial flight, or is it possible even?
Nothing is easy these days, unfortunately. People that are trying to travel from the United States to anywhere in Europe, including the Czech Republic, are facing many difficulties. Flights are being cancelled. The companies are not always communicating quickly. So people are very often left in confusion with their flights being cancelled. But it's still possible. That's the thing. You can still travel. There are still dozens of flights every day from the United States to Europe. As I said, it's not easy, but it's still possible.
And given that everybody who wanted to get on Tuesday's flight couldn't get onto it, is there a chance of a later repatriation flight from the US to the Czech Republic?
It's not very likely that we will organize another plane soon after this one, or another flight right after this one. On the other hand, we will keep informing our colleagues in Prague at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs about the number of people that are stranded here or that indicate interest in repatriation, and it's up to Prague to decide. But currently, it's still possible to travel by commercial flights, and we will provide any possible assistance to the Czech nationals here in order to be able to travel to Prague, to the Czech Republic.
Obviously, the coronavirus is hitting the US very hard at the moment. What particular concerns are Czech citizens expressing when they call the embassy in D.C. looking for help?
The most common question, obviously, is about the flight. Another question which is related to this, some of the Czech nationals see their either visa or ESTA expired or about to expire. So we are giving them advice how to deal with this particular problem. There are, this is unfortunately a very small number of them, of people that are having problems with their travel insurance.
My final question is, how is the coronavirus situation affecting your day-to-day work at the Czech Embassy in Washington?
Already a couple of weeks ago, we started to work in two shifts. We have divided the embassy team in two teams, Team A and Team B. I'm in the Team B, which means that this week I'm working from home. I'm teleworking, and so are many of my colleagues. Team A is currently at the embassy. So this measure has been taken in order to prevent all team being infected or quarantined. So if Team A or Team B has, God forbid, a case of COVID-19, the other team can still work.